In addition to the CAT scans and the fossil remains, paleontologists looked to modern animal behaviour for clues.
The one thing that doesn't change in the animal kingdom is behavior. All animals, including man, have the same basic behavioral traits as our ancestors. Knowing this, paleontologists are able to look at modern life as a way to understand the behavior of prehistoric life.
There's little doubt that a male Majungatholus was a formidable creature. But something that could dramatically change the dynamic of the fight would be gender. While studying the fossil site, investigators came to wonder if one of the dinosaurs in this battle had been female. By studying the fossilized remains of similar dinosaurs and looking to modern animals for clues, paleontologists attempt to find answers. The first step was to find out how female dinosaurs might have looked compared to males.
Majungatholus, like most theropods, most meat-eating dinosaurs, there was probably a sexual size difference between the males and the females. In Tyrannosaurus rex, we know that the biggest and baddest ones were females. But we don't know yet, because we don't have enough specimens, how Majungatholus fit into that scheme.
Although there may have been a difference in size, their basic skeletal design would have remained the same. The female would have had the same short arms and legs, sharp teeth, and powerful tail. But their general appearance may have been quite different.
When we look at lots of different kind of animals today, and people are a good example, the males and the females look different. We call that sexual dimorphism. And a good question is, was Majungatholus sexually dimorphic? Did the males look different from the females?
Once we look at theropod dinosaurs, virtually any species where we have multiple specimens, we do see that there tends to be two morphs or two types once you get to the adult stage.